Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Jess Solis.
Good morning, LaVon.
Jess, there's a meeting coming up this Friday, actually, on Valentine's Day. You can celebrate several ways. And it's about value-added processing. Because before we go into the details in terms of what, let's talk about where it is, when it is, and who should come.
All right, great. The workshop is being held on Friday the 14th from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and lunch will be provided at noon. It'll be held at the Oakland Community Building at 614 Dr. Van Zee Road.
Yeah, I think that's right on the highway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep. And who should come is fruit and vegetable farmers that are interested in adding value-added processing to their businesses, owners and managers of existing licensed commercial kitchens who want to open up their spaces for these farmers to rent and use them, businesses who want to process local produce for use in their products or to sell, and then anyone else who wants to learn more about this, about value-added processing.
Mm-hmm. And is there a fee?
No, it's free.
Okay. So anybody who's interested in value-added processing, this is a great opportunity. But for some folks, you're going, what is value-added processing?
Sure. What it is it's...
Something you do, right? Something you do to a product.
Yep, exactly. Yep, it's something that you do. In this case, it's if you have fruits and vegetables, it's anything from making salsas or jams, that sort of thing, to just even slicing or flash freezing, things to extend shelf life, things to make them usable for different venues.
Yeah, I think of, for instance, strawberries, a fairly short season on strawberries in quantity. So if I wanted to slice them up, and or even if I didn't want to slice them, but I wanted to freeze them, that takes some special care and knowledge.
Exactly. It takes special care and knowledge, and it takes, depending on where you're going to sell those, it takes a specific licensed and regulated facility and equipment and that sort of thing.
So regulations, yeah, that's that always comes into play, and I'm guessing that's a great deal of what you're going to be talking about on Friday.
Absolutely, yep. James Romer, who is a representative of the Department of Inspections and Appeals, they're the people who do those inspections, they know all the regulations. He'll be there at the training to answer questions. He'll do kind of a more general overview, but then he really wants to help people know the answers before they get started and know the questions that they need to ask, those mm-hmm. sorts of things. So, yep, he'll be there to help out.
Okay, and in my past experiences and so on, some people say it might be a restaurant owner, or it might be a school, or it might be, you know, somebody who's using food, and they say, nope, I can't use any of that local food because there's too many regulations. And sometimes they kind of add their own regulations. I mean they don't know, because it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons we want to bring people together, so that they know both the kitchen, from the kitchen manager's standpoint and from the farmers, like what sorts of questions do we need to ask? What kind of conversations do we need to have? What agreements do we need? Those sorts of things. And so it's really going to be helping people think about those things so that they're ready, you know, to get going on their own business.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, from the growers, from the farmers who are growing, and they're always challenged with time and, you know, when their produce is going to be ready and how long it's going to last and so on. And I think some of them just say, well, you know, I can't do anything except put it out there and hope for the best. But maybe they could do some processing.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's those concerns are, of course, very real. But for some people, it's a different way of thinking about it. If you know that you're going to have, say, if you're going to be able to process your products and then sell them at a different sort of place, if you could sell them to a school, if you could sell them to a restaurant or something, but they need them in that value-added process way, then you can plant more of a certain crop, mm-hmm. maybe not focus as much on as diverse of, you know, as many crops as you have been doing, or maybe you don't go to every farmer's market mm-hmm. and going to that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So, and some people, you know, it's just another option.
Right. Looking at the total picture. Yeah. And mentioning farmer's markets, I think, though, some people who go to farmer's markets probably don't understand. For instance, you can't stand there and chop a cantaloupe in half and sell it.
Right.
You know, if I want only half a cantaloupe, well, I got to buy the whole cantaloupe because, and there's good reasons behind 99% of these rules and regulations.
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of them have to do with health. So
absolutely. So we'll remind folks again about this workshop, and remember that it's for lots of different people. But let's talk a little bit about the Iowa Food Council.
Okay, yeah. The Iowa Food Systems Council is an organization whose mission is to recommend research and program options for an Iowa food system that supports healthier Iowans, communities, economies, and the environment. So really looking at the food system as a whole, and ways that we can make that healthier, more just, more diverse for people and the environment, for economies, all of those things.
Yeah, well, what and again, you know, we've used that term food systems a lot, and maybe we need to expand people's thinking about what is a food system.
Okay, sure. I guess there's
Between growing and eating, there's a whole lot of stuff that could go on, right?
Absolutely. It's all the steps between the growing and the eating. So it's everything from production and then transformation. That's one of the things we're talking about from the vegetable standpoint. But, you know, that's processing of meats and those sorts of things. And then distributing, marketing, retail, all of that. And so we're talking about restaurants, and we're talking about, you know, convenience stores, all of those things, everywhere that you can get food, how food is marketed to us, how it gets from the grower to your plate. So,
and there's also the environmental concerns in there?
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things, Jess, that went, I don't know, a number of years ago when we were doing more work, some of us on food systems, one of the kind of parts we forgot was after we eat, what do we do with the leftovers, with the pea shells, what do we do with the cantaloupe rinds and so on? All that we sort of forgot about.
And that's a really important component of the food system. It doesn't stop when we are accessing it and consuming it, but we also have a great deal of waste all along that chain. And what do we do with it, and how can we minimize the waste especially when people are hungry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how do we handle it? Well, Jess, who is on it? And I'm not necessarily asking for all the names of the members of the council, but what kind of representation do you have on the council?
Sure. We have people from the resource conservation and development agencies around the state. We try to really be as statewide as we can, and so look for people from all over to get those different viewpoints. We have people from organizations like Practical Farmers of Iowa, and then we have farmers,
probably just some eaters, those are important, consumers.
Yep, eaters, of course, some people from Board of Supervisors, and then we have some state agencies that are represented as well, people from the Department of Health, the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, Department on Aging, from the universities, and then the Department of Inspections and Appeals.
And I'd just mention in passing, I'm hoping that folks in this area remember that Cass County has a Cass County Food Policy Council that is doing some of the same kinds of things you are, but here's this one on the state. So, Jess, remind us about this meeting on Friday.
Absolutely, yeah. So the meeting on Friday is the Value-Added Food Processing Training at the Oakland Community Building. There on the highway, as you said, in Oakland, from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. There's no charge. Lunch is provided. And if people want to attend, I just ask that they would let me know. And so can I give you a...
You bet. Okay. How do they do that?
Yeah, they can do that either through emailing me. And my email is jessica.oulis, which is spelled S as in Sam, OULIS, @gmail.com. So jessica.soulis@gmail.com, or they can give me a call, and my phone number is 515 867 8095.
Okay, and if folks need that information, they can certainly give us a call here at KJN and we can pass that on too. We want to thank you very much, Jess Solis, for visiting with us this morning and making us better acquainted with the Iowa Food Policy Council and with this meeting coming up on Friday. Get out there, folks. It'll be an interesting meeting.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought from Wendell Berry. Eating is an agricultural act.